Message number 782. It was the sin of pride which caused Lucifer to fall and to be cut off and thrown into the abyss. Saturday, May 4, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, as my word reaches many ears, I come to warn those amongst you who will not listen to me. What do you fear? Is it my word or the changes which you will have to witness as the purification continues? Don't you know that I do not bring you new teachings, for this is not necessary? I only communicate with you to remind you of the truth. So many of you believe you know so much about me, but you have learned nothing. Who are you to say you are better than others in the eyes of God when it comes to interpreting my holy word? Who are you to believe that you have the authority to blaspheme against me and then say that you love me? You will not be able to stop me through the prophets in reaching out to God's children. You must ask why it is that you hate my voice? How can you love me when you tear my words apart, when all I am doing is to help you prepare for my great day? Man is very weak. Even those devout souls are weak, though their love for me is strong. Let no man believe that he can ever walk before me without the shame of sin on his soul. Not one amongst you is worthy to stand before me, yet I grant you the mercy of my love. It is not that you are deserving of this, it is simply because I chose to grant you this gift. To those of you who claim to speak with great knowledge of me and then spit with a cursed tongue against my prophet, know this. Your faith will not save you when you curse the word of God. Your self-proclaimed love of God is meaningless when you judge one of his children before him. You are cutting the umbilical cord which binds you to my Father when you show disrespect, anger, and hatred towards me. When you spit at me, you will become blind and will never see again. When you utter words of hatred, your tongue will be cut out. When you stand up and declare to all your self-proclaimed knowledge of God, you will fall with your legs cut from under you. When you deem my prophet to be evil, you will have no life. My word will never die, it will live for eternity. It will trample on those sinners who try to defy the mercy of God through these messages. Reject me this time and you reject the freedom I bring when I come to gather you finally into my kingdom. You don't have much time to redeem yourselves in my eyes before the great day. Don't waste it through the sin of pride. It was the sin of pride which caused Lucifer to fall and to be cut off and thrown into the abyss. All those who follow him through the sin of pride, the sin which causes so much separation from God, will fall and never rise in the presence of God. Your Jesus.